Electricity rates are coming down in the Fairbanks area. Golden Valley Electric customers from Delta Junction to Fairbanks and Healy will see their bills drop 11% to 13%, depending on service levels as of December 1st. Golden Valley is benefiting from additional power from Anchorage, natural gas-fired energy that's less expensive than oil-generated electricity in Fairbanks. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
A new deal with Chugach Electric is allowing more natural gas-generated electricity to flow to Fairbanks over the Northern Intertie transmission line. The Anchorage utility has ratcheted back the amount of power it offers Fairbanks in recent years due to gas supply and energy demand issues. But Golden Valley Electric President and CEO Corey Borgeson says GVEA was able to secure an agreement.
Going down there and tell me we really need help. We have friends down in Anchorage that want to help Golden Valley. I think they maybe have heard our plight. So we're thinking that they kind of scrounged up some fuel and made commitments where they haven't been willing to do so in the past.
Borgeson says the contract with Chugach runs through March 2015, a bridge for lower-cost power until the Healy Clean Coal Plant comes online. He says Anchorage Gas and Healy coal-fired sources represent similar output and comparable savings at current prices. Also in the local rate mix is the availability of a diesel alternative for Golden Valley's oil-fired plants in Fairbanks and North Pole.
HAYGO is a heavier fuel than diesel, and there's about a 10% difference in the efficiency, the BTU value of the HAYGO versus the diesel. So basically it costs us about 10% more to burn diesel rather than HAYGO.
Golden Valley gets HAYGO from Flint Hills, but the local refinery has been unable to supply it recently due to a leaky tank. Borgeson says repairs are nearing completion and HAYGO will be available again. Another factor playing into the power rates is GVA's new Eva Creek wind farm at Healy. Borgeson says the capital cost of the $93 million facility will begin to be reflected in rates next summer.
You're going to see some increases. It'll start in July for the utility charge to start putting some of the Eva Creek costs into the utility charge.
Borgeson says the net effect of Eva Creek will be reduced rates. It's expected to lower annual power generation costs between $2 and $4 million, depending on the price of the fuel sources wind replaces. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.